Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
الْقُرْآنُ نُورٌ وَبَيَانٌ. الْقُرْآنُ هَدْيُ الْإِيمَانِ. الْقُرْآنُ مِسْكُ الْخِتَامِ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم my dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio welcome to the program let's recite the Quran in this program we recite the noble verses of the Quran and we talk about the tajweed points in those verses. In this studio, I'm joined by three honorable students, Brother Ahmed, Brother Mustafa, and Brother Murtaza. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Wa alaikum assalam.
So we're continuing Surah An-Nazi'at, the second surah in the 30th juz of the Quran, starting with verse 15 of this surah. Okay, so let's begin with Brother Ahmed.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتاك حديث موسى
هل أتاك حديث موسى
إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى
إذ ناداه ربه بالوادي المقدس طوى
اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى
اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى
Very good, Brother Ahmed. Okay. In Arabic, we only have three vowels in terms of quality. But in terms of quantity, we have six vowels. Okay, I'll explain what that means. We have e, i, u. In terms of quality, we only have this. But we also have e, i, u. So we have three more vowels that we just increase the duration of those vowels. And that's what makes them different. Okay, so if fatha is doubled, if you double the duration of fatha, it becomes aliful mad. If you double the duration of kasra, it becomes yaul mad. If you double the duration of dhamma, it becomes wawul mad. A, I, U. A, I, U. A, I, U. In terms of quantity, we have six vowels. But in terms of quality, we only have three vowels. So, we shouldn't hear the vowel e in our recitation. إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى It's بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى In terms of quality, we should only hear three vowels. Of course, we also have تَفْخِيم, which is another story. Which is when we pronounce a vowel, the vowel becomes, you know, it gets thicker and it's thickened. But that's different. Usually we have these six vowels in Arabic. So Brother Ahmad, I heard some other vowels other than these three vowels that I just talked about.
Should I try again?
Let's try again.
اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى
اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى
فرعون
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 Exactly. Yeah. So we have to make sure that it's فِرْعَوْنَ إِنَّهُ طَى. It's not فِرْعَوْنَ. Okay. MashaAllah, that was excellent, Brother Ahmad, as always.
Has there reached you the story of Moses? When his Lord called to him in the sacred valley of Duwa,
اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى.
Go to Pharaoh. Indeed, he has transgressed.
Brother Mustafa.
Yes.
فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى.
فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى.
وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى.
وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى.
وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى.
وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى.
Exactly. See, the second time you corrected your mistake, which was فَتَخْشَى. The خَا has تَفْخِيم. If you say فَتَخْشَى, that's incorrect. فَتَخْشَى. When kha or any letter of isti'la has a sukoon, we'd have the second lowest level of tafkhim. We have to make sure that the lips are not involved when applying the tafkhim to a letter of isti'la that has sukoon. The lips are in a completely neutral and passive position. Fatakh, fatakh. The tafkhim is in the throat, is in the tongue. Okay?
فَقُلْ هَلْ لَكَ إِلَىٰ أَن تَزَكَّى.
And say to him, would you be willing to purify yourself?
وَأَهْدِيَكَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ فَتَخْشَى.
And let me guide you to your Lord so you would fear him.
Brother Murtala.
فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَى.
فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَى.
فَكَذَّبَ وَعَصَى.
فَكَذَّبَ وَعَصَى.
Okay. Let's practice the sound of sad together, all three of you. Let's just say that we have a scene. Okay. Say s. Okay, now, we want to change this scene a little bit. Say saw.
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 Okay, it's still the tafkhim is not enough. We want this to be to have even more tafkhim. So we're going to pronounce it in the throat. We're going to pronounce the saw as if it's in the throat. Saw.
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 Saw,
فكذب وعصى.
فكذب وعصى.
فعصى.
فعصى.
Exactly. So this is the sound of sad. We have to have the pharyngealization of sad, where the root of the tongue is raised toward the glottis. Or the pharynx, actually, excuse me, the pharynx. And that is why it's known as a pharyngealized consonant.
فَكَذَّبَ وَعَصَى.
فَكَذَّبَ وَعَصَى.
ثُمَّ أَدَبَرَ يَسْعَى.
ثُمَّ أَدَبَرَ يَسْعَى.
Very good, thank you. Brother Murtala.
فَأَرَاهُ الْآيَةَ الْكُبْرَى.
And he showed him the greatest sign.
فَكَذَّبَ وَعَصَى.
But Pharaoh denied and disobeyed.
ثُمَّ أَدْبَرَ يَسْعَى.
Then he turned his back, plotting.
Okay, now all of you together, we're going to recite the next verses.
فحشر فنادى
فحشر فنادى
فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى
فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى
فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى
فقال أنا ربكم الأعلى
فأخذه الله نكال الآخرة والأولى
فأخذه الله نكال الآخرة والأولى
إن في ذلك لعبرة لمن يخشى
إن في ذلك لعبرة لمن يخشى
Okay.
لمن يخشى.
In the last verse that we recited, we have two kinds of idgham of nun sakina. There are two types of idgham of nun sakina. We have idgham ma'al ghunnah, an idgham that is accompanied by nasalization of that letter that comes after the nun sakina, and one bila ghunnah, one that does not have ghunnah.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبَرَةً لِمَنْ عِبَرَةً لِمَنْ
This is بِلَا غُنَّة yeah.
لَا مَنْ رَى
لا, Exactly. لَا مَنْ رَى Whenever they come after نُون سَكِنَة إِدْغَام takes place, but there's no غُنَّة.
All right.
But for the four letters, يَمُون, you can memorize it by the word يَمُون, they have إِدْغَام We have to apply nasalization whenever we have one of these four letters after nun sakina, like in the phrase لِمَن يَخْشَى. So let's recite again and pay attention to these two idghams of nun sakina.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَن يَخْشَى
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى
Okay, Brother Ahmed, don't be in a rush. لِمَنْ يَخْشَى You have to nasalize the ya. You have to extend the nasalization of ya.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى
Okay.
فَحَشَرَ فَنَادَى
And he gathered his people and called out.
فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى
And said, I am your most exalted Lord.
فَأَخَذَهُ اللَّهُ نَكَالَ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى
So Allah seized him in exemplary punishment for the last and the first transgression.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَعِبْرَةً لِمَنْ يَخْشَى
Indeed, in that is a lesson for whoever would fear Allah.
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ
اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدٍ
وَعَجِّلْ فَرَجَهُمْ
Thank you, brothers and sisters, for listening to this episode of Let's Recite the Qur'an. Until next time, I leave you in the care and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وص
صفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبي لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن